This is a download from the BBC. For more information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. In this Radio 3 series, Kiri's 20 Favourite Voices, Dame Kiri Takanawa chooses the singers she loves and tells us why, illustrating her choices with music and experiences from her life and her career.
Edith Piaf, a great personality, singer, human being. I just needed to put her in this list as something really, really different. No. The song, of course, I Regret Nothing, the most famous song she ever sang. I love the song, but with Edith Piaf, you know, she had a wonderful history of life. It was quite a difficult life, but the song in itself was amazing because it is the most difficult. The way she sang it is the most extreme way of singing, but she obviously had the voice to do it, because I remember Marielle Mathieu sang that same song, and I don't think she could get close to what Edith Piaf did, and it was not an easy production of singing to sing that song. That's why I chose her, because I thought, gosh, you know, I don't know how long she lasted for, but I think she lasted quite a time. But that sort of singing was quite extreme. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, que ça me fait quelque chose. With the Piaf sound, it was remarkable. And every time I heard it, I said, just to actually try and sing that like her, it hurts. It hurt my voice. And having tried to do that, not that I wanted to sing the song, I just wanted to test what it was like to sing that song like that. And I think it's quite a unique sound. I think you've got to have quite high voice to sing it. It didn't suit me at all, but I let that one go. I wasn't actually planning to sing it. It was just interesting how she would perform that song, and it's a beautiful song as well. Emportés par la foule qui nous entraîne, écrasés l'un contre l'autre, nous ne formons qu'un seul corps. Et le flot sans effort nous pousse enchaîner l'un et l'autre, et nous laisse tous deux épanouis, enivrés et heureux. Entraînés par la foule qui s'élance et qui danse une folle farandole, nos deux mains restent soudées. Well, with Piaf, it was the way the language was performed in the song. That was very interesting. I love the language, the French language, very, very much. It's lovely language to sing in. While people have a little difficulty with it, I always loved it. It's very delicious. Une cloche sonne, sonne. Sa voix d'écho en écho. I think, didn't she sing that, all the chapel bells are singing? She did something like, she did that one. And I think that was all in French as well. I heard that one on a recording once, way in the distance, in a restaurant, I think I heard it, so I stole the recording, because I loved it. Allez, venez, Milord, vous avez l'air d'un môme, laissez-vous faire, Milord, venez dans mon royaume, je sois... The performance of it, I think, was the inspiration of Piaf, just that, and also the person who she was, the difficulties of life, what she went through. Because I did on stage one day with Charles Aznavour, who knew her. So that was, I'd love to have asked more questions. That's somebody I would like to have quizzed on that sort of subject, but I couldn't.
That was an episode in the Radio 3 series Kiri's 20 Favourite Voices, introduced by Dame Kiri Takanawa. Thank you for listening to this download from BBC Radio 3. If you'd like more information about these Opera on 3 downloads, or you'd like to subscribe to our podcasts, visit us online at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.